With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. People seek out the Northwoods for its natural beauty, including the healthy forests. The DNR's Division of Forestry works to maintain the health of the woods while also supporting the economy and 63,000 jobs that depend upon the woods. Heather Berkland is the chief state forester in Wisconsin.
A healthy forest in general, obviously, it filters pollutants, protects water quality, provides wildlife habitat, also gives us, as well as the forest, products and food. Recreation is huge as well. So just, in general, having a healthy forest landscape, so many benefits.
Berkland will be diving into those benefits and the Division of Forestry's role in protecting them during next week's Science on Tap. It's Wednesday, May 5th, starting at 6:30 via Zoom or YouTube. We have a link on WXPR.org. As this April comes to an end, volunteers across Wisconsin are listening for sounds like this. The Wisconsin Frog and Toad Survey relies on data collected from more than 200 volunteer citizen scientists. They drive to lakes, ponds, and wetlands across the state to listen for frog calls. Based on the calls they hear, volunteers identify the species present at each location and note whether they're hearing just a couple of frogs or an entire chorus. They send all that information to scientists like Andrew Bodgy at the Department of Natural Resources. By analyzing the data over time, they can determine where each species makes their home and whether their populations are remaining steady, increasing, or decreasing. Bodgy says this is important for the state's conservation efforts.
That's really kind of what we tend to use as far as just determining, how aggressive or conservative we are with trying to conserve some of these species. So we obviously could put more effort towards trying to keep the common species common and then trying to bring the rare species kind of back up to normal levels.
Bodgy says populations of species like boreal chorus frogs and spring peepers are remaining fairly steady. That's not the case for the mink frog, which is native to northern Wisconsin. A culinary student at Nicolet College recently won a national competition for her veal dish. WXPR's Aaron Gottsacker spoke with Maya Holcomb about her award-winning cherry agrodolce sauce.
Agrodolce sauce is a sweet and sour Italian condiment. Nicolet College culinary student Maya Holcomb says it's kind of like ketchup, a sauce that can be whipped up to serve with anything.
So the agrodolce, like I said, it's a sweet and sour sauce. And I used balsamic vinegar, dark cherries, because I wanted to keep it kind of Wisconsin-ish, Door County cherries, and some sugar, some honey, shallots. It's just such a simple sauce. A little salt and pepper, of course.
This simple recipe won Holcomb a national competition. Her grilled veal chops with cherry agrodolce recipe was selected as the best in national veal in the Discover Delicious Collegiate Veal Recipe Competition.
I was kind of in disbelief a little bit. I mean, there were a lot of other really great dishes. And again, I kind of kept mine simple, so I wasn't sure how it would fare against the others. But people really liked it, and so I'm proud of that.
To recognize her accomplishment, Holcomb will receive a $500 scholarship from the Wisconsin Beef Council and an $1,000 scholarship from the New York Beef Council. Both sponsored the competition. Those scholarships will help Holcomb continue her education at Nicolet College. She just has a few semesters left to complete associate's degrees in culinary management and culinary arts. Then, Holcomb wants to someday open her own restaurant.
I think my main goal one day is to open my own establishment. With the primary goal of providing my employees with a positive work environment that encourages personal and professional growth, because that's what I experienced. That's what ignited my passion, so I hope to give that to others in the future.
With her award-winning cherry agrodolce sauce, she's off to a strong start. Aaron Gottsacker, WXPR News.
The numbers are in from law enforcement agencies on the amount of medication they collected during drug take-back events over the weekend. The Stevens Point Police Department says they collected 130 pounds of drugs, which equaled 9 boxes during their event Saturday. Many departments, including Stevens Point, keep drop boxes in their lobbies that medication can be put in to be disposed of. Dana Williams is a lieutenant with the Stevens Point Police Department.
We've had a huge need for the drop-off. We took over 300 pounds, just our department alone, of medications that people have dropped off with us since our last take-back in October.
The Antigo Police Department says they collected it 289.8 pounds during their take-back event, which equaled 11 boxes. The statewide drug take-back event took place last Saturday. A similar event last October collected close to 90,000 pounds of unwanted medications across Wisconsin. Audio in this story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Our forecast, sunshine today, a high near 55. A 30% chance of showers overnight, mainly towards the morning hours, increasing clouds and a low around 39. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.